face it, we all hate Monday, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
When it comes to watching TNA Impact every week, it can often be a difficult task when so much is thrown at the wall with very little sticking that prompts you to want to go out and purchase a TNA pay-per-view. Back when TNA was first put on Spike TV, they were given a one-hour time slot on Saturday nights. TNA was adamant that they needed to be in prime time to take the next step. When they were moved into prime time on Thursday nights, that next step was viewed by TNA as a lateral movement, and the real next step would be moving to 2 hours, and a two-hour show was the latest move the company had to make. So after 6 months of TNA Impact going to 2 hours in prime time on a major cable network in Spike TV, has anything really changed? The lesson to be learned here is that less is more, and in the case of booking a wrestling show, you need to use it as a tool for fans to buy your pay-per-view, give them some good TV matches to whet their appetite, mix in a little comedy, and leave the viewer wanting more. So rather than moving to 2 hours, I think TNA needs to take the next step and move to 2 minutes every week.
Faces TNA World Champion Kurt Angle in the main event.
Non-title bout, mano y mano. It makes no difference. I'm gonna do you like you're supposed to be done. Make you bow down, make you pay my son, make you say, Daddy, I don't want none.
If you think you're gonna come into my house and defeat me, you're sadly mistaken.
Tim James has got the crunch of BG James, and he's gonna hit either Tomko or AJ, size him up.
Alex! What the hell?
What, he just cracked Bullet Bob Armstrong?
And Brian, where I come from, blood isn't thicker than water. Friendship is.
Black Machismo, Jay Lethal saved the X Division, and you have made your mark in TNA Wrestling.
Val, will you go out with me?
Oh, yeah.
One, two, Petey Williams gets the win.
And he will get a title shot against Lethal, upcoming at Destination X.
Sometimes you got to stand up and be a man and do something that you don't want to do. But at Destination X, Elevation X, James Storm is going to fall, but he won't get up.
Konnichiwa! Watashi wa Kareman desu, King of Spice desu, Kobashi Kenta, Hidaka Aikuto, onegai shimashita.
Sound like Ojigana Macha. How the hell do I know what he just said? What am I, a damn international translator?
The match has been set for Destination X. It's going to be the Angle Alliance, Kurt Angle, AJ Styles, and Tomko, against Samoa Joe, Kevin Nash, and Christian Cage.
At Destination X, this unlikely alliance ends the Angle Alliance.
I'm not TNA champion after lockdown. Not so much use in me being here anyway.
Oh, wait a minute!
Robert Roode
out of nowhere! Now Kurt Angle hits him from behind!
Olympic Slayer by Angle!
Oh, and you know he's got the pin. Oh, that's just wrong. Wait a minute, here comes Christian Cage!
Samoa Joe! Kevin Nash hits the ring! Oh, and check this out! Booker T's finally getting his hands on Robert Roode, getting a little revenge!